Well, pull up a stool and you're most welcome to Billy and Sue's Sunday Supplement.
So Sue, you want to talk about the autumn change of events, the autumnal weather?
I do, because it's the official start of autumn today as we're recording the Sunday Supplement on the 22nd of September.
Episode 12 as well.
Episode 12.
Look at us.
Look at us.
You know what they say about 13 though?
Unlucky for some. But not for everyone. 13 can be good for some people.
Unlucky for some people, but lucky for us.
Lucky for us, yeah. Well, let's hope so. Maybe we might talk about that next week. You'll have to join us to find out. But yeah, I was thinking of, because often people feel a bit sorry that it's the autumn, because everyone seems to enjoy the spring and the summer and don't look forward to the autumn as much. But I think there's some lovely things to enjoy over the autumn, because you can look forward to getting your cosy fleeces out, for example, and going on nice, you know, walks on nice, crisp, sunny days when we get them in the autumn. And then you can go in and get all cosy and warm.
Well, that's right, isn't it? In the autumn months and the winter months particularly too, you need to get your vitamin D in. It's so easy to get stuck in a rut of going to work, waking up, getting home in the dark, waking up in the dark. And that's going to make anybody very easily quite miserable and down. So you're right. Get out and walk, even if the elements are in full swing, like they kind of were this morning.
Yeah.
Get out and enjoy it.
Four seasons in one morning this morning.
It certainly felt that way, didn't it?
It did.
I think the only thing we were missing was the snow.
I think it probably was. It was one of those days where it was mild but wet. So you had to put something on to stay dry, but then you got too hot because, anyway, we're being a bit miserable now. But the other one of the other good things about autumn I was thinking about is that you can carb up and eat big hearty meals without feeling guilty, because you've got to be warm and snug. Like, you can have a huge bowl of stew with a very, very thick piece of crusty bread.
I'm with you on that. Are you for the dumplings or without the dumplings, or do you not mind either way?
I probably wouldn't majorly mind either way. I'm not really a dumpling fan, but I wouldn't refuse.
I think one dumpling is just enough. I think they can be too sickly. Yeah. So I'm very much, I don't mind really. I think I'm in your camp. Loading it on with a load of thick, crusty bread is probably the way forward.
Dip your bread in your stew. Why not?
Oh, the bread isn't there for any other reason, is it?
No, and mop your plate up until it's cleaner than it would be if you washed it.
And you don't have to do the dishes then?
No, exactly.
So if you could pick any type of stew and dumplings, I'm very basic. Just give me beef stew.
Yeah, beef's a good option. What about lamb? Because lamb, if you get the right piece of lamb, you can slow cook it and it stays really tender.
You know, my dad did an amazing lamb stew and dumplings a couple of months ago. It must have been longer than that now. It was when the weather was last cold, so probably 6 months ago. With you on that. And it just totally collapsed and fell apart as it came out of the
that's what you want.
Slow cooker.
A nice lamb shank, for example.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yes. And as it comes for me, though, not with any mint on it.
Oh, no, not mint. Just a nice sauce, you know, gravy.
Yes.
And then, of course, your lamb, it flavours all the gravy as well. So, yeah. And some nice root vegetables in there.
Well, so you're getting all your five a day in a stew. It's so healthy for you, isn't it? And it makes you feel good, you're right.
And in a slow cooker, you're not losing any of your vitamins either, because they're all there in the slow cooker.
The nutrients cook the whole food, don't they? The nutrients in the vegetables, I'm presuming, are released, and then ultimately, because it's all in the slow cooker, it's a meal in itself, isn't it? You're not losing anything.
You're not draining them and chucking all the nice nutrients down the sink.
So I think we need to take a little bit of a leaf out of your book, Sue, and maybe, just maybe, between now and next week, you can cook some stew and dumplings and just tell us, email us, studio@victusradio.fm. You never know, we might just shout you out on the show.
We will definitely shout you out.